Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick. Tens of thousands of children of American military personnel go to school on bases all over the world. And those schools exist in a kind of bureaucratic netherworld, closely aligned with the military, but not subject to the laws that govern the armed forces. Well, now a new investigation by the Associated Press finds that when students are sexually assaulted by peers at those schools, the incidents often get overlooked. Reese Dunklin says it's a mix of bureaucratic confusion and a lack of clear rules on how to respond to sexual assaults at military-run schools. Reese is a reporter who helped lead the investigation for the AP.
We managed to identify roughly 600 cases over the last 10 years. And we did that despite the military school system's records being incomplete and in disarray. And then even when we asked for the military branches to provide information, that information was incomplete as well. So of the 600 or so cases we found, the military omitted about a third of those.
So what typically happens when there's an assault or an alleged assault and say the parents want to go to the school or go to the leaders of the base where the school is located and report it?
Well, they certainly can report it to the school, and the principal under the military school system's policy is supposed to lead that investigation. But the direction provided to the principals is not very detailed. It's not like a step-by-step directive along the lines of what the school system has for adult-on-student sexual assault. And what the school system has for student-on-student, it's more general in nature, and there were three paragraphs in one of the policies that even mentioned sexual harassment. It wasn't as though they were telling the principals, you have 24 hours and you have to ask these questions of those involved. Separately from the schools, the parents could report this to the police agencies that patrol the military bases and fill out a report. But what we found from there was that some of these cases are shelved. And the investigators who receive these reports, they're shelving the cases and they're not pursuing them as their departmental policy tells them to do.
So parents or guardians of a young girl in school, a girl who is, let's say, sexually assaulted by a classmate, want to go to school authorities or to law enforcement authorities on base. What did you uncover in terms of how authorities respond when parents do take the steps to try to report it?
Well, what we found is when the cases are flowing out of the schools, when they're there on campus, we found examples of them languishing. Parents had complained that school officials did not respond quickly. The actions the school officials took did not seem to halt the inappropriate touching. And in several cases, the parents had talked about feeling left in the dark. They weren't getting many answers out of the school. And the school would say, we can't tell you much because minors are involved and we have to adhere to student privacy. Now, when it's reported elsewhere on base, the investigators may be taking the reports. And even then, the parents aren't always kept in the loop as far as the progress of the investigation.
Well, Reese, what's the accountability structure for schools on military bases here? If parents, ostensibly service members themselves, are dissatisfied with the response they're getting after reporting an assault, or they're just not hearing anything, can they go higher up? Is there a place for them to go?
They can certainly file a complaint with the school system itself. Now, that's going to be handled internally by the school system. That's what happened in some of the cases that we reported about coming out of Germany. The parents' recourse was to file a complaint saying that they believed the principal and the school mishandled their reports, and it was investigated internally, and the parents said that they really weren't informed along the way, and at best, one set of parents said that they were simply told the investigation found that the principal was not at fault and no policies were violated. Now, that same group of parents in that same case also decided to go to the base commander and appeal to him, because base commanders can get involved in civilian misconduct, even though military law does not cover civilians. A base commander could take administrative action. And the commander in that case said he really couldn't get involved with the school. It was really a school matter. He made a phone call over to the school, and the principal followed up with the families, but the families felt like that really wasn't a satisfactory outcome.
Well, Reese, I mean, the ultimate responsibility for oversight here rests with Congress. What are lawmakers saying who have jurisdiction over the military?
They responded quickly after our stories had published, and the two committees that oversee the military, one in the Senate and one in the House, both of them have begun demanding answers. And the House Armed Services Committee, in fact, has already said that it's begun an examination. And several other members of Congress have sent letters to the Defense Secretary asking for more information and explanations for how the system has worked, what it's not done well, and what some fixes may be. So I think we're going to see in the next couple of months that information flow back to Congress, and we'll see what Congress decides to do from there.
Reese Dunklin, reporter for the Associated Press. Reese, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.